down here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, of course, this afternoon, the views of Barry Shamish, who's going to be talking about what's really going on over there in Israel. And you know what articles we're getting out of Israel now say that a lot of people are very unhappy with Barak, the defense minister, because he will not give gas masks to the people he'd taken away from. And, of course, Barak's excuse for not giving the gas masks back to so many of the Israeli people is he doesn't want to offend the Syrians, because, after all, if the Israelis had gas masks, that would suggest to the Syrians that the Israelis were thinking of going to war with them. And yet, of course, everything you hear over there coming out of there is that there is going to be a war between Israel and Syria, in all probability. And wouldn't you think, logically, that you would want to protect your own people if you really believed in trying to preserve the Jewish nation? And obviously Barak does not. And so the question is, who is he really serving? Apparently, there are many, many missiles. Somebody said that today 400 sophisticated Iranian missiles aimed at Israel. It wouldn't take very many sophisticated missiles with large warheads to take out most of that little country that's left there. So what's really going on behind the scenes? And for that, let's go to Barry Shamish, who's certainly well-versed in what's going on over there. Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I had a phone call yesterday from a friend of mine in Israel. His name is Baruch, and he just summed it up and says, we're cooked. He says, it's over with. Israel cannot carry on this way. We're finished. He was very upset, but he had sort of an upbeat attitude towards it, like, this just part of life that we're removed from our homes, and he doesn't believe he'll die. He hasn't reached that awful conclusion that in a war as bad as the one coming up, there's a danger to everyone who lives in Israel. But he told me outright, we're cooked. And I suppose that attitude is really taking off now. Just so you know, the last article I wrote, which outlined what's coming up in Washington in November, really, I have to look for the influence, because no one will credit me. I mean, this is an uncanny phenomenon, really, but well, I don't know what a major Jewish right-wing religious writer is. There aren't very many good ones. Actually, I don't think there are any good ones. This is a phenomenon. I mean, if you could name some pre-Holocaust European writers who woke up the world, it's news to me. I never heard of them. The Holocaust writers after the Holocaust became worldwide, and you had Elie Wiesel and the likes of them beating their breasts and getting readers, but not before the Holocaust. I know of no one who sent the world a message of what was going to be out of Nazi Germany. Well, the same thing is happening in Israel, where the concerned people who were supposed to actually wipe the fear out of the minds of the intended victims with their stunning visions and great use of imagery and whatever, they don't exist. They just are not. No one is enamored of any of the right-wing religious writers who really do know they're in trouble, but they still don't understand that.
Hold that thought, Barry. We're going to go into a break. We'll be right back.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful. And it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound, and the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com, that's blacklistedherb.com, or call 815-259-4552, that's 815-259-4552 for details.
Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish, and Barry is simply talking about the attitude so many Jewish people have, almost a fatalistic attitude, as if nothing can be done. And of course, you must understand that there are people who spend full time learning how to manipulate the outlook of masses of people. In fact, you go back and you read the writings, you know, of the Sigmund Freud's nephew. Certainly, his name was Edward Bernays, and he wrote about how planned manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. And those who manipulate this essential mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the real ruling class. Our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And that certainly is very apropos to what's going on in Israel today. As people see this almost inevitability of the destruction of their nation, they do nothing, exactly as happened during the time back in 476 when Rome fell, and of course the women were leaning out the windows shouting, "When do the rapes begin? When do the rapes begin?" as the barbarians streamed to the city. A fatalistic attitude, of course, and no one left to fight. And of course the trouble is the Israeli people have been betrayed by their leaders, Olmert, Perez, Barak, and the likes of these, of course, all directed, I believe, largely from Washington, D.C. and New York City by the Council on Foreign Relations and their surrogate organizations. But, Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, you left out the Vatican, and that's a, it's not exactly a surrogate organization, but It's certainly directing. Look, the point I was making before is the Israeli writers who are beating their breasts, screaming at full volume, they don't understand this concept that there are forces at work, and the Israeli leadership is not being run by the Israeli people who supposedly elected them. And they don't understand this. They blame the left, and by the way, the left is a very small proportion who are politically active, and they've been bought by Europe. The amount of money that's been funneled into Israel, into these really borderline marginal left-wing organizations, to give them enormous publicity, to organize marches of at least 10 people against Hebron or wherever they're planning to that week. Hundreds of millions a year are funneled at these people. And the Israeli writers, the patriots, they don't understand that there is a Vatican, there is a Council on Foreign Relations, and they will never credit me, because then they would have to admit that the world is not logical, at least the way they have been spouting the world in their minute capacity to understand that there is something behind all this. And this puts me in a ridiculous position of being the sole so-called conspiratorial writer, and anyone who does know my writing knows it's not that conspiratorial. I back everything I say with the actual facts, dates, personalities, the works. I don't guess. And they have a real problem with this. It was interesting, we heard a message from Jeff Renz. I was just on the show 2 days ago, and I like the guy. I think he's a very nice guy, but he publishes just pure guesswork and anti-Jewish, anti-Israeli from the hearts of these hate mongers, but they're not based on facts. And I went on the show, and I really just exposed the kind of stuff that's got to stop right now. Not that it necessarily will, but I like Jeff, and I think I have some influence with the guy, and maybe I played some small role. But I started looking for the influence of this article in Strain. I didn't start looking. It came to me, and there are two things you should know about. Number one, people are putting me up all over YouTube. I mean, all over there. There must be at least 10, 12 Barry Chambers YouTubes right now. A lot of it without me being in it. A lot of it just using imagery and using actual... They actually use the this show, and they use Jeff Renz's show, and I believe Don Wiedemann's show, but they're actually out of nowhere, since I wrote this article called Now the End is Near, these things appeared like magic. People I don't know started putting them up, and I don't know if they'll do any good, but they weren't there last week. And now another thing that's really, really moved me today in a huge way, Israel's top singer, songwriter from the 70s, his name was Ariel Zilber. He's still active. He tried to prevent the Gush Katif pullout. It was a mistake because people came to hear him play instead of to actually protest. So it wasn't the greatest thing in the world. And I did say that. So I feel a little guilty. But in that article, I asked Hebrew readers to go into a petition to reopen the Rabin assassination. Now, this petition was not doing very well. I was on page 7 when I signed my name. A week later, it's doubled. It's now up to 14 pages. But I look at the second last entry. Oh, and by the way, I recognize these people from my email list. But the second last entry is from Ariel Zilber, who's saying the time has come to take Barry Chambers seriously. He's been saying this for years about Rabin. He's always been right. And now it's time to just say so, that he was always right. Now this came... I'm gonna take a dare right now. I don't know how many people know Israeli songs. This was probably On all the lists of the greatest Israeli songs, this is number one or two. And it's called Wussi Shmulik. And just so you know how it goes briefly, only two lines. I won't disturb you too long. It goes, Wussi Shmulik, who korelach, visholeach, elef nishikot. Wussi Shmulik is calling you, and he's sending you 1,000 kisses. This was his great song, and it was my favorite song of the whole era of the 70s. And I get this wonderful defense of me by Ariel Zilber. Now, that means that for all the ignorance of what I'm doing, somewhere out there, somebody is paying attention this week. I don't know if that's an important point, because Israel, as I said at the beginning of the show, is really, really cooked. Now, how much time do we have right now before I go into this?
Well, you've got about 4 minutes before
that's
we go
plenty.
To the next break.
That's plenty. We can start with the basic fact. The Arabs are not going to show up in Washington in November, where President Bush had, in a public press conference, after he met with Mahmoud Abbas, who supposedly represents the Palestinians, and as I've said before, since he lost the last election, who on earth gave him the right to represent anybody? But neither here nor there, just before Shimon Yich Peres arrives to see the Pope, there's a press conference with Bush and Abbas. This, I guess, was September 4th or 5th. Bush comes out and says it is the policy of his administration to move Israel to the 1949 armistice lines. Now, the next time I write, and it'll probably be in another week because this last article was too good and I want to float a little while, but I will include a map of the 1949 armistice lines, which doesn't even include Jerusalem. It includes nothing. It's suicide. There's no heights. There are no defenses. In those days in 1949, when people were shooting pop guns, I suppose you could defend the place for a while, at least until 67 sorted out some normal defensive borders. You go back to 1949, Israel doesn't survive another day. And that is the actual stated policy of your president, Bush. And no one paid attention to this. Nobody. And, well, I did. And I put it on the first item of my notes is that this is the actual intention of Bush. Now, why on earth would he push Israel to the 1949 armistice lines when Israelis have been told that the goal of peace is the 1967 lines, pre-67 war lines, which are not 1949? There was the 56 war in between, and there were changes. Israelis are going to be pushed to the 49 line, and good luck to them in a war which I will now go into. The Arabs are not going to show up in Washington in November because they know darn well they can win the war against Israel, and that's what they're preparing for. This week was just a disaster for Israel. Now, there was one major terror act that should have been the signal to take action, and that was the rocket bombing of the Qusim training base outside Ashkelon, which wounded 69 of our soldiers. If you can imagine that, 69, one dead, two very critically wounded. I don't know if they'll survive or not. Nonetheless, look, I was in the Army for a long time. From in the 80s and 90s, I was in that army. If there was an incident where 69 soldiers were wounded in an Arab terror attack, bloody hell would have had to have been paid for that one. Okay, that would have, those were the days of Begin and Shamir. We would have bombed the sources of that attack until the ground was just smoldering embers.
But Barry, that was then, and this is now. And
that's for sure.
The leaders of Israel have a different agenda. It's called betrayal. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shammies.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
On Sunday, they're there with the possibility that we could be entering into a war which will bring the entire Muslim world against the United States and Israel. And believe me, if we go to war with Iran, why don't we unite the other radical Islamic movement throughout the world, probably overthrow most of the existing governments there, whether it be our puppets in Saudi Arabia or in Egypt or, you know, the Sunni in Pakistan. And there's even the very real possibility that if Pakistan should fall, that radical Islam would have all of their missiles, incidentally built with American technology they got from communist China, and the nuclear warheads were certainly built with the full permission of our own CIA. The implications of what lies ahead is amazing, and yet what really amazes me, Barry, is the total lack of concern about the people here in the United States. And even though the people in Israel seem to be concerned, nobody's doing anything about it. So you pick up the story there.
Well, they've been worn down, and they're infiltrated, and they're not organized. And anything that exists that does organize the opposition is being run by the government anyways. So there's nowhere to turn. No one is going to rise up. And again, the actual intellectual sources and the writers don't realize that this stuff is being manipulated outside of Israel. And the perfect example of that, if you ask me, is everywhere on the this week, the right-wing religious writers, and by the way, secular Jews now are getting a little concerned about the Arab missile threats. But they all reported that the Arabs leaked the contents of Olmert's proposed plan for November before he gets to Washington. Now, Olmert, according to the Arabs, has offered the entire Temple Mount to the Muslims, and that, of course, is not just the Jewish capitalists, the heart and soul of Judaism, and to give that away is really giving away Israel in ways that, if you're, I don't know, I suppose your listeners can understand that, it would be the equivalent of giving away the Statue of Liberty in the White House, I suppose, and even that's not good enough. This goes back 3,200 years of being the Jewish capital, and Olmert gave it up. He gave up all of Judea and Samaria, leaving about 5%, which will be traded for land just north of Tel Aviv. There's something called the Triangle. He's going to give that to the PLO, and I assure you the Arabs there wouldn't want that. But they're going to get it anyways if Olmert has his way. In short, Israel does go back to the 49 armistice lines. He's forgotten to mention the Golan Heights, but that's not the purpose of this meeting. This meeting is to have peace with the Palestinians. Now, who in their right mind believes the Palestinians want peace? And certainly not Bush. He knows he's leading Israel to his downfall. It's done on purpose. Bush is wide aware. He's totally aware where this is all leading. You think he doesn't know what the 49 armistice lines are? And you think he's doing this voluntarily? You don't think the CFR is behind this? And there's a whole story of how the conservative branch of the CFR, which by the way is the same as the liberal and the Marxist branch, whatever branch you want, it's all the same organization. But the likes of Baker and Weinberg and Brzezinski, all these people are planning this. Kissinger especially, all of these people were planning the end of Israel ages ago. They waited for Rabin to be elected. And by the way, that was very tricky how he was elected and so forth. But nonetheless, as soon as Rabin got the power, in came the CFR and the Vatican. They pushed Peres to the top. That's why they killed Rabin, so that Peres would become prime minister. And by the way, when Peres lost because the Likud discovered that he murdered Rabin, but it doesn't matter because Netanyahu is just as controlled by the CFR as Peres is by the Vatican. Now, I know this is tough stuff to believe, but I don't say this lightly, and I prove it All right, it's time for a plug. I'm going to plug me. May I do that?
Sure, you go right ahead, but we're just about getting to a break, so why don't we really plug you when we get back here?
Yeah, if you don't read me, folks, you're not going to believe
this stuff. That's your blog site and the whole thing. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary saw palmetto, so it's powerful. And it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, let's get out your website. Let's tell people how they can get your books at lulu.com. And will you go ahead and plug yourself a little if you'd like?
Oh, I would like. Look, the website, just write in barryshamish.com and you'll get to the website. Go to the archives. Go to the articles section. You'll find my archives. That'll give you lots of material. But the books, you need the books if you want to follow this. There's no way of doing it on a radio show. Lulu.com is a self-publishing internet site that put up all my books, almost three-quarters of them. But the one you should look at, first of all, is the new one, Bye Bye Gaza, because, well, it's what's happening today. It's the end of Israel. It's how it was done. It's who's behind it. Especially the CFR and Vatican connections, who are the worst of the lot. So you go to lulu.com, you'll see search, and just write my name, Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll get you. You can email me as well if you want the books and the DVDs. and we'll talk about that in 1 second. I'll do it fast. Chamish at NetVision, one word, NETVISION .net.il, Chamish at NetVision .net.il, and I'm going to be brave. I'm going to give my cell number. I did this with you 3 weeks ago because I had three new DVDs. One very, very weird. That was the UFO in Israel DVD, which people have bought, to my surprise. But the big one right now that people are interested in is my lecture in Jerusalem of a year and a half ago, The Vatican's New Crusade for Jerusalem. And I spoke in Denver, let's say a month and a half ago, and that speech is also on DVD. It's a bit echoey. The others are a little more, well, the sound is a little better than the others, but nonetheless, it gets in all the points, and that's it. Now let's get back to the real, you know what, my cell number, I forgot that. 904-501-7605. 904-501-7605, only for orders, please. And now we get back to the business at hand, and that is what a miserable week Israel has had. Now, I'm friends in Denver with a few people, but Bill runs something called the War Report. And he saves me time. I don't have to go and search all the attacks against Israelis. He, for some reason, finds that fascinating, and he puts it together. And this week, he did 95 pages. Now, that's email pages. Nonetheless, that is a real jump. The usual report is like 17, 20, which is bad enough. What we're talking about is a very, very bad week for attacks from every point of view on Israel. Fortunately, the attacks up till now haven't been as devastating as what's coming up. And remember that one rocket on the Qusim training base wounded 69, killed one, and two more are in danger for their lives. That's one missile. Now, let's not go over how bad this week really was. Let's go to the Israeli Air Force attack on something in northern Syria. Now, there are two reasons why we should look at this attack with interest. One is nobody is saying what it is. There's rumors it was a North Korean nuclear facility or it was a dirty bomb. All of these are floating around the Internet. But people have missed two points about the attack. Point number one, the Israeli Air Force dropped two gas tanks on Syrian soil, which either is a sign that they were in a mighty big hurry to get out of there and as fast as they could and drop fuel, or they left a message that they were there. One of the two. This is not a usual thing for the Israeli Air Force. But the big one, and if you don't know my work, you won't understand the significance of that. The Israelis flew via Turkey. Now, this little fact is being hidden, but it's coming out, and I believe it, that the airplanes themselves landed in Turkey. For all I know, they took off from Turkey as well, but Turkey is the home of the Sabbateans. The Turkish leadership since Atatürk has been Sabbatean. And what Sabbatean is, are partial Jews, half Jews to quarter Jews. The point is they don't believe in Judaism. They hate Judaism. This is the Judaism of the labor Zionists who are bringing down Israel. And if you don't understand that, you won't understand how someone like Shimon Peres, who is a massive anti-Semite, can be president of Israel. You have to understand who the Sabbateans or the Frankists. They believe they have two messiahs. Shabtai Tzvi, who declared he was the messiah of the Jews, and half the Jews of the world believed him, by the way, on June 18th of 1666, followed about 70 years later by Jacob Frank, who was working with Adam Weishaupt and Mayor Rothschild and his sons in Frankfurt, Germany. Those are the two messiahs that these people believe in, Shabtai Tzvi and Yaakov Frank. When you have jets taking off from Turkey and landing in Turkey, the Sabbateans are helping each other out. And people don't understand this Turkish connection. The Syrians have got to be mighty, mighty upset with Turkey. That's putting it mildly. This is an Islamic State that is working with Israel because they are actually brothers in arms. They're both at the level of the leadership anyways, are Sabbatean. And this is such a difficult piece of information for people to understand, so we'll leave it right now. It's a whole show. Just leave it for right now. Now we have the result of that attack on Syria. Iran said if it happens again, if Syria is ever attacked again, Iran has 600 missiles, long-range missiles, all aimed at Israeli targets. Now, I've got to remind you of the damage one missile did to one training base near Ashkelon, which, of course, the Israelis did nothing about. Nothing. Imagine 600 long-range missiles. And by the way, you may as well imagine biological and chemical weapons on their heads, because that's what they've got. Imagine 600 medium-range, large missiles landing in Israel in one day, all targeted at major strategic targets within Israel. That was Iran's threat if Israel threatened Syria again. Now, I don't even worry about that threat. 600 is nothing when you add up the total missiles of everyone around Israel, which Hezbollah 20,000, Syria 40,000, the PLO we don't know, but they had a parade where plenty of missiles were out in the streets of Ramallah. This was last winter. Saudi Arabia's got southern Israel, the port of Eilat and two air bases covered, and Egypt, our so-called peace partner, which we are genuine war with. The Camp David Accord is a fallacy. Israel is fighting Egypt, and nobody seems to understand that. They broke the treaty. The Camp David Treaty has been broken by Israel. They've been funneling Hamas the materials to build as many of their minor little Qassams, but many people understand that medium-range missiles have also gotten into Gaza as well. And how do we know that? We know that because our deputy prime minister, the near pedophile who was charged with French kissing a soldier not even 4 months ago, he's now deputy prime minister of Israel, two away from being the prime minister of Israel, threatened to cut off all electricity to Gaza, which is something you should do until the missiles stop. Well, the Hamas said if you do that, we will put up the Ashkelon power station, which feeds 40% of Israel's plugs, 40% of them. They will be using something a lot bigger than Qassams to do that. This is what Israel is surrounded with, and now the Arabs know that Israel's finished. They don't want to come to Washington, I will repeat, because why should they when they can win? Why should they even take the 1949 armistice borders when they can win the war and recover their pride and start raping Jewish women in front of their husbands and start a new Holocaust? Why should they sign anything that'll delay that when they can win legitimately in their way of thinking by just simply not signing it and going to war with Israel? Israel is now so surrounded by missiles, it can't win. The only thing it can do is take out its nukes, but Israel won't do that because the leadership of Israel is committed to seeing the country fall. Which brings me to the next subject. This lunkhead by the name of Madonna goes to Israel and sits with Shimon Peres, with a few of her Kabbalistic Hollywood friends. She meets the murderer, Shimon Peres. Now, I don't know if she realizes who this man Peres is, but if anybody can go on the Internet and inform her, take some articles off my website, and let her know that she is meeting the person who is destroying Israel, who is working hand-in-hand with the Vatican right now to make sure that Israel goes down the tubes. Well, I don't know if there's any educating this woman, but I'll tell you what the result was. You want to talk about lunkheads. There's someone named Caleb Ben-David or something like that in the Jerusalem Post writes this long article proving that Madonna's commitment to Judaism is real because she met with Shimon Peres. Like Shimon Peres, the president of Israel, is committed to Judaism. We've reached the point where the Jerusalem Post is actually working for the enemies of Israel and doesn't even know it. I assume this reporter just simply doesn't know that she is not supporting Judaism by meeting Shimon Peres. She's supporting the enemies of Judaism in every respect whatsoever. That was something that happened 2 days ago. Madonna went to Israel for Rosh Hashanah. When the holiday ended, she met with Shimon Peres. People write her and write her husband Guy Ritchie and let her know the damage this woman is doing by being a Kabbalist, like she really believes this stuff. Now, how much time do we have?
We've got just about 5 minutes right now.
All right. There isn't quite enough time to do everything, but we've got two more shows, and we'll sort it out. The next issue that I think you should look at, Joel Skousen, a friend of mine from Salt Lake City, writes a World Affairs brief, and he wrote a long article on how Bush is going to stay in Iraq and the usual stuff. But he added something I wasn't aware of, and I found out it's true. There was an op-ed that was signed by various American soldiers in Iraq, including two sergeants. I don't know the extent of the op-ed, but I know these two sergeants were quoted in the op-ed and were deeply opposed to the war in Iraq and were signed, sealed in the New York Times that we got to get out of there. Now, that's a very bold statement. Both of these sergeants are now dead. There apparently was a truck accident in Baghdad. Now, when you have a truck accident, they're not even blown up, which is, you know, just doable. After they declare that the war is not winnable and we've got to get out, you know they were killed. You know it. And this is another case of like Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman was shot 3 times through the head from 10 feet away. 2 of the shots came when he was already on the ground. He saw what he saw in Afghanistan. He knew the whole thing was a farce. He was going to open his mouth, and he was fragged by his own forces. What's going on in the Middle East to get their damn New World Order? And by the way, that includes the Middle East becoming a version of the EU, just a trading bloc, nothing more, nothing less. But that's another issue that we can talk about some other time. The point is, it's very, very dangerous to oppose the Bush administration. It's as dangerous. Well, that's why I'm in America. They almost killed me. I was dead 3 times on a hospital table. And people came to me in the hospital and said, you got to get out. You're on the hit list. They're going to get you. The same thing happens. If you oppose Iraq and you're in the army there, or Afghanistan for that matter, they will kill you. And the business with Pat Tillman is being amazingly covered up. But these two soldiers, if their family doesn't see that their trucking accident happened just after they appeared in the New York Times demanding that America get out of Iraq, it's no coincidence. Well, then you've got Israel all over again. You've got the same blindness of the very families of the victims. They won't open their mouths. You've got the Rabin assassination, the Sharon assassination, the Zevi assassination. You've got everything happening in Israel happening in America if somebody doesn't investigate these deaths. Are we there?
I have no question at all that this sort of thing really does go on. And, of course, the fact that the medical examiner who saw Pat Tillman's body felt this was a murder, and several of them saw it. They asked for a murder investigation, and high-ups in the American government refused to allow the medical examiner to open an investigation of who had murdered Pat Tillman. Obviously, if you read, and we put together a little syllabus on this, the men in his Tillman's unit were told to be quiet, not to talk to anybody. If they told the truth about what happened, they would be in real trouble.
Well, you got two more this week, and I assume a version of that is happening right now. Now, look, we're on together twice more, and I was going to talk about a few other subjects, like the Bureau of Statistics in Israel has released the poverty figures. Israel right now, 35.8% of its children are malnourished. If you can imagine that. 35.8%, according to the Israeli Bureau of Statistics, don't even eat every day. They're lucky if they get themselves a jam sandwich to take to school, and the real unlucky ones don't even have that. Israel is being starved to death as well, and I'll talk
Barry,
about that when we next show.
Barry, we'll talk to you tonight, but right now I'm going to have to let you go because we're out of time. It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us. Talk to you tonight. Bye-bye.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Of course, there's so many things going on today. You need to really understand what is happening and the fact that the United States dominates the world. We are building up a tremendous debt, and that's part and parcel of this whole effort. Get enough debt, you can destroy a nation, and that's what our leaders want. Why? Because if you can destroy the monetary stability of this nation, then you can bring about a global currency. And if you're going to have a global government, you've got to have a global currency. And, of course, this is why you need to get our newsletters. This is why you need to hear my talk on the financial tsunami, because everything that is happening is planned. And why you need to read the Earth Charter, which, and if you don't, you can get it on the Internet. But if you can't get it, we'll be glad to send you a copy free of charge, where they talk about the point 10A of the Earth Charter, which is the Mein Kampf for everything going on. That we are to have equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, and that's why we're shipping all of our industries, so many of our industries, so many of our jobs overseas, so we can impoverish the American people. Well, let me suggest some of the four tape sets we have. Globalism, the Secret Threat, excellent four tape set. The impending police state going in, of course, to the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, the Halliburton being given $385 million a year to build, just stand by to build concentration camps. Stand by to build concentration camps. You need to get our four tape set or four CD set on concentration camps or our concentration camp special with the videos, and you'll actually see the congressional hearings where Congressman Jack Brooks tried to bring out the fact that there was a plan to suspend the Constitution and put people into concentration camps. You need to have the information. You need to get others to see it. You need to see our four tape set on the North American community, the demise of national sovereignty. And then, of course, we have, of course, two great 4D CD or four tape sets. And they really deal with the same thing, and that is the American empire. Most people don't understand that the elitists who control our government are using our military and the wealth of our nation to build a great empire, which is to dominate the world until, of course, America is destroyed, and then it all goes over to the global government. But first of all, we have a four-tape set called The Economic Hitman, which is designed to be listened to along with my which is my interviews with John Perkins, and you need to get his book, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, because he was part of the conspiracy to impoverish the world so we could dominate it. And then, of course, the second book is The Secret History of America's Empire, and, of course, the four tape set that goes with that, The Secret History of America's Empire. We have so much information available through Radio Liberty. You need to get it. You need to listen to it. You need to help us get the truth out about what's really going on. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or see the DVD. You need to hear our new talk on the forbidden truth. The forbidden truth. And then, or I should say the forbidden secret. The forbidden secret. And then there's a syllabus that goes with that. You need to get our four tape set or four CD set on the secret behind the secret, which, of course, goes into Rhonda Byrne's highly popularized book and DVD on the secret that tells about how you can contact the other dimension, how you can actually begin to manipulate the whole universe with your mind. And the trouble is that she's absolutely right, but you don't want to do that because you're contacting the supernatural dimension. We're carrying a wonderful new book called The Nephilim and the Stargate, The Nephilim Stargate, written by Tom Horn. Or his books on the spiritual warfare, or the gods who walk among us, or his novel on the Ahriman Gate, which is really built upon fact. There's these beings that are trying to mix human DNA with animal DNA and create new creatures. Not imaginary, very real. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a moment.
Blackwood purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. And, well, today our regularly scheduled guest doesn't appear to be showing up, so we're going to have open lines. We'll welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we'd like to know what I'm going to start talking about, what's happening financially, how we got into the mess we did. There was a fascinating interview with Alan Greenspan last night on 60 Minutes. Actually, it was a two-segment interview, and they don't usually do that. But Leslie Stahl interviewed Alan Greenspan and asked him some very difficult questions. And of course, this master at evasion, I think he did a magnificent job of not answering the questions, but it was quite obvious that he realizes we are going to have a recession. It is quite obvious that he does not have any faith in the American dollar, because, of course, they kept trying to ask him what currency he would be investing in, and he at no point said he was going to be investing in the American dollar. And, of course, why should he? He had done everything he could to destroy the American dollar. And this is what people really don't understand. This has been an organized effort over a long period of time to destroy the financial stability of our nation. And you really have to go back in history, go back to the time when America was created. And we had, of course, at that time, an argument between Thomas Jefferson, who wanted to have a gold-backed currency, and Alexander Hamilton, who wanted to have a central bank that would be controlled by the people in Europe, and of course to institute at that time a monarchy type of government. They wanted to have a king here in the United States. Only we were going to have a king separate from King George, where people like Alexander Hamilton and others could benefit from this new establishment of this new nation. Well, of course, unfortunately, Alexander Hamilton won out in that initial discussion, and America formed a central bank. And, of course, the central bank was formed in 1791. By 1811, that central bank, this was the first bank in the United States. Well, some people say it was the second bank of the United States. The first bank was at the time of the American Revolution. They issued the Continental Paper. It was a fiat money system. It eventually became worthless, and thought about that phrase, as worthless as a continental. And people knew, of course, that a fiat money system didn't work, and yet that's exactly what the privately owned central banks of the United States started doing as soon as it was established. It was largely owned by Europeans, by the European central banks, bringing America under their control. And by 1811, why, there were a lot of Americans who were very, very unhappy with that. And so Congress, because of pressure put on by the public, refused to renew the charter of the First Bank of the United States. And you know what happened? Why, suddenly, we were involved in the War of 1812. And why? Because, of course, if you don't go along with the central bankers, they're going to plunge you into war and create all sorts of problems, because these people, and what most people don't understand, is there are powerful spirits of forces at work behind the scenes. And America was involved in the War of 1812, and it led to the burning of Washington, D.C. And of course, the war eventually ended about 1815, when America agreed to form the Second Bank of the United States. And that was formed in 1816, once again transferring control of the American monetary system to the enemies of our nation. And we'll be back here in just a moment, of course, at Radio Liberty, and welcome your calls. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Has the boss got you down? Career at a stalemate? Office boring? Hey, turn that frown upside down. When I come back, I'll share some gee whizzes that'll make you a hit at the water cooler.
Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scott Shop towel. Scott Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scott Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
Here are some automotive gee whizzes that'll make you go, Did you know Theodore Roosevelt was the first president to drive a car and to own one? Did you know the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II, had a pair of Rolls Royces? And Lenin, the father of communism, had a Rolls of his own. Did you know Clyde Barrow, the famous gangster, wrote to Henry Ford telling him what a dandy car he made? Wow, this has been fun. Now go show off at the water cooler. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scott Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we would love, of course, to have you give us a call. I do think, however, that our regularly scheduled guest is on the line, and his name is Steve Jones. And, of course, no relationship to Professor Stephen Jones of the Brigham Young University, who was forced to resign his position because, of course, he did not agree with the accepted position of what happened on 9-11. He watched those buildings come down, and he knew that There had to be something else going on, especially when Building 7 came down. A characteristic, of course, controlled demolition. And Professor Jones, being a physicist, was willing to speak out against this. And, of course, anybody who speaks out against the official party line on what happened on 9-1-1 is going to have their lives destroyed. I've talked to people. It's a routine pattern. Usually they will come in, search your home while you're not there. They'll leave things strewn all over so you'll know where they were there. They will threaten you. They'll threaten your job. They'll threaten your family. And a certain Jimmy Walters, a multimillionaire, who had tried to get information out in the city of New York, spent some $8 million of his own money running full-page ads in the New York Times and ads on television. They threatened his life to the point where Jimmy Walters, a multimillionaire, is living and hiding in fear in Europe today. And, of course, the same thing happened to William Rodriguez and Laura Chavez. And you read my newsletters, you'll learn who these people are, or listen to some of the 4-tape sets we put together. Anybody who tries to tell you the truth about what happened on 9/11, anybody who tries to question what the government wants you to believe, will, of course, either have their life threatened or you'll end up under very, very, very dead. In fact, our good friend Michael Rupert, who had written and revealed the fact that on the morning of the terrorist attack, we're told that 19 hijackers armed with box knives, box cutters, were able to outsmart the entire American intelligence agency. Michael Rupert had actually written a book called Crossing the Rubicon, where he pointed out that there were at least 5 separate military exercises that morning, some of them simulating a plane being hijacked and crashed into an American building, so that nobody really knew whether this was a real attack or part of the military exercise. And the fact that most people have never heard that fact simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, they infiltrated, of course, Michael Rupert's whole organization. They had people planted there, and these were planted by the FBI to disrupt his finances, to threaten his life. He eventually fled to South America, was poisoned, and last thing we heard, he was up in Canada. We don't really know what happened for him. Well, right now we've got on the line Stephen Jones, and Stephen is going to talk to us about being prepared for what he fears is going to be an attack of some sort on America, and I fear that it's going to come as well, because, well, if God is just, he is going to bring his judgment on this country, and whether it will be a military attack or a terrorist attack or perhaps some sort of a state storm, because they can create storms and droughts, and if you doubt that, you need to read the book written by Zygmunt Brzezinski, Between Two Ages, written back in 1970, where he told you in the future they were going to be able to create new diseases, to create chronic disease, and storms and droughts. And see, we're having a lot of strange weather. Is it real? Is it an act of God? Or is it an act of the people Zygmunt Brzezinski represents, who are some of the most powerful and wealthy and evil people in the world? Well, let's go to Stephen Jones. Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Dan. Doing very well.
Okay, fine. Now, Stephen, of course, works with an organization known as Physicians for Civilian Defense, and there are a few small organizations throughout this country of people who are trying to sound the clarion call and saying, don't you know that we should be preparing, for emergencies? We should all be looking after ourselves, because the government has plans to look after the elite, but no plans for the common people. They have bunkers for Dick Cheney and for George Bush and for their families and for the military and members of Congress. They've got them here in California. They have them up in Santa Rosa. They're all over the country, but you're not going to know where they are, and you're not going to be able to get into them. But they have water and food and other things stored for the elite, but not for the public. We used to be prepared. We used to have an active civilian defense program, but that's all been intentionally and purposely, of course, abandoned, just exactly as in Israel today. Of course, they went around door to door at gunpoint, picking up the gas masks from the Israeli citizens. And this was within the last couple of years. and now they refuse to give them back again, saying, oh my goodness, no, if the Israeli citizens could defend themselves, that might offend the Syrians. And so the best way, of course, to avoid a war is not to allow the Israeli people to have any defense from dying from chemical or biological warfare, which really doesn't make sense, but it makes about as much sense as what's going on today with we have no active defense to defend America. We've wasted billions of dollars on Tamiflu, but of course that's produced by, well, first of all, it doesn't work for avian influenza. Secondly, it was produced by a company previously managed by a man named Donald Rumsfeld. But let's go ahead, Stephen. You tell us about your concern and why you're concerned.
Well, I think that, you know, that there were some visionary people in government and forward-looking, and in fact, some of the most intelligent people in our government, but they were a dissident minority who disagreed with the government policy of leaving Americans totally undefended. And they created a program through the U.S. Department of Energy at Oak Ridge National Laboratory, a program for a civil defense plan for unprepared Americans, something that Americans could do to increase their chances of surviving in an attack.
These were people like Edward Teller, of course, who knew how terrible these weapons were, and others that really cared about the American people who wanted them to survive. Go right ahead.
One of the things, they recognized that the biggest danger from a nuclear attack, whether it's a terrorist attack or an all-out a nuclear attack from a foreign country, is panic. That panic would do more damage than the actual bombs themselves, because it would shut the government down. It would shut trucking, it would shut everything down, and you know, create starvation and all the things that go along with that. And so they designed a simple radiation detector that would enable people to build this radiation detector in their own homes with materials that they already have. They wouldn't have to go to the grocery store they wouldn't have to go out to the store to buy anything. And the purpose of having this detector was to assure them by knowing that when it was safe or how much radiation was around them, they could have the assurance to go out and go to work. Whereas without these, people would be so afraid of radiation that they couldn't see or detect that they would not go to work. And it's very simple. These instructions are free online to anyone that wants to get them. It was tested and designed so a 12-year-old child could build this and operate it. So that's the level of skill it requires. It would tell you where the safest place in your home is. It would tell you when it's safe to go out. And it would tell you just how much radiation you have received. So you wouldn't go through a nightmare of uncertainty wondering whether you had received a lethal dose or not.
All right, I think it's important for people to know that this was actually designed many years ago by the people in the Department of Defense and others, and of course the directions were also contained in a book we carry called The Nuclear War Survival Skills, and the directions are there, but you can get them off the internet if you want to. There's 30 or 40 pages there of detailed information, but of course it's all contained in a very important book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. It has a foreword by Dr. Edward Teller warning people to be prepared. And certainly, Stephen, our guest today, actually makes puts this all together in a little kit. You can do this on your own. You can go out and get the material, or you can simply buy the kit. It's inexpensive. And of course, actually, have one of these things set up. You can go out and, of course, put a couple of $100 into an expensive, certainly meter, but this other one will work quite well. And they wanted everybody to be able to afford one. Most people can't put out $200. So basically, Stephen, how does this work? What allows us to determine the amount of radiation there is?
Well, it's a simple electroscope, basically, that, those were originally used over 100 years ago to detect and study radiation, and it's just two
Small leaves of aluminum foil, about an inch square, and they're suspended in a small can. That's based on the principle that like charges repel. Using static electricity simply from a comb in your hair or a piece of plastic against rubbed on paper, that will separate these to the two leaves in the can. They'll put a little charge on them and they separate. And now they'll stay separated until something like radiation will make them go back together. You know, if there's radiation present, it'll make them go back together. And the rate at which they go back together has been determined on a chart. You look at the chart and the rate they go back together, and then you get the dose. It's all built into it. So,
yeah, and of course, it's really a very, very simple device that can be put together. But you need something, of course, so you'll be able to determine your own destiny. Is the radiation? Believe me, if we were to have an attack on America, we would have total chaos. And of course, the elite are looking after themselves because they have a different agenda, a different goal, a different vision of America.
Ted Anderson for Might at September 17, 2007. Gold, 715.30 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $737.77, $363.85 for half, $181.83 for quarter. That's $737.77, $363.85 and $181.93.
Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-990-1878. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
I'm Dr. Bill Dingell, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators, that cause chronic health issues, it means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Steve Jones. And Steve is with Physicians for Civil Defense. And of course, there's only one county in the entire nation that has fallout shelters that are functional. Certainly, you're going to Switzerland. Every community, every school, every city has multiple fallout shelters. They have fallout shelters in Russia today for their people. They have fallout shelters in China there. They want to protect their population. We have no fallout shelters in America except for the elite. Now, Stephen was talking about these meters, the whole idea they were designed so that people could build these on their own. How long does it take to build one of these if you have a kit?
If you have a kit, the kit will save you about 4 hours, 4 to 5 hours, as well as, a scavenger hunt. Although it's not, I do recommend doing the scavenger hunt. And the overall kit, you can expect to, first let me say that there are factory-built meters like this available. The same meter is factory-built. That costs $200. The full retail on that's $200. You can make your own. It's going to take you a good 6 hours after you have your materials and you've read the instructions to make that. But that's you're creating a $200 value with that, with your time. So you're basically making saving yourself a couple hundred dollars by making it yourself. It's worth the time. It might sound like a lot of time, but if a family makes it, rather than one individual, it can take as little as 2 hours, to make it as a family.
All right, fine. Of course, everything is there, because the directions are in this book, The Nuclear War Survival Skills, which has so much other great information in it. And then, of course, the kit itself is rather inexpensive, and we do offer those to our ministry here at Radio Liberty. And the kit is there, and then all the directions are there. You say a 12-year-old can make one of these things?
Yeah, a 12-year-old. My 12-year-old daughter just made one. She's turned 13, though, and people write me or call me, fairly... once in a while over the years, and very often, usually, they make them for a science project. Junior high school students and, parents have, had spent some meaningful time with their kids making these things. It's just a lot of fun to do it. And if you do it as a school project, it's a guaranteed A, or you'll get it qualifies you for the Boy Scout Merit Badge and, it's the Atomic Energy Merit Badge.
And basically it works simply on the principle of static electricity, and of course there's two aluminum leaves there, and the static electricity generated for just twisting a paper clip or combing your hair or anything that rubbing two surfaces together causes the two aluminum foil strips to separate, and then if there's radiation they come together.
Yeah, they come together, and the problem with this, the only problem is it looks like a toy, or it can look like a piece of junk, but that was the only problem. It doesn't look like something with dials and gadgets, or a gadget with all the digital buttons to push and everything, but it's so accurate and reliable that it's far more reliable than any electronic instrument, because first of all, it doesn't need batteries, and it can't give you a false low. And any electronic instrument can give you a false low. In other words, an electronic instrument can tell you that it's actually safe when it's lethal. The way this is designed and everything, it can't do that.
Right now, Stephen says that really in the last few months, there seems to be a lot more interest on the part of people really of getting prepared for civilian defense. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I just talked to a preparedness company today, and he said this last year, and he's been in business for over 20 years, this last year has been the biggest, steadiest year he's ever had. And, you know, people getting preparedness things for, you know, preparedness supplies.
All right. So I think that we are in for some very, very difficult times here in America. The current administration seems to be intent upon getting into a war, expanding it with Iran. And if you're reading these papers regularly, you'll find that, of course, we have now three carrier task force over there in the Persian Gulf. We're moving all of our heavy ordnance over there, bombs, cruise missiles, anything, some of the biggest bombs in the world, preparing for an attack on Iran. But what would happen if Iran were to attack us back again? Maybe sink a couple of our carriers, right? Then we'd have to just kill a couple of million of Iranians, wouldn't we? We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I'd like to introduce you to an amazing central breakthrough product called Nutritrala, the time-release alpha-lipoic acid, the very first master super antioxidant in the world. In many countries, this has now been released in the last few months as literally a drug. It is not. It is a long-acting form of the recycler of all your antioxidant systems in your body to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, and your energy production in your cells. If you want to protect your cells, if you want to lower tissue insulin resistance, if you want to protect your DNA and your mitochondria, the most important, powerful protectant available now is Nutritrala. N-U-T-R-I-T-R-A-L-A. You can purchase at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, bringing you solutions for life. Take care and listen to the Nutramedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest today is Stephen Jones. And Stephen, of course, actually makes up these little kits with for the radiation kits, and we do carry them. But, Stephen, would you like to get out your website and other information if people would like to get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me if they go to physiciansforcivildefense.org. You can get in touch with me through that website. And, you know, I'd like to just point out that, the kit is a convenience. They don't have to buy the kit, but for most people, this meter will be the only meter available to them. And, they need to get the instructions now. Download them free off the Internet or buy a hard copy of Nuclear War Survival Skills. That whole Nuclear War Survival Skills was paid for with tax dollars. It was formerly a government publication published by the U.S. Department of Energy. And it's your tax dollars at work. But if people wait until, a crisis, something happens, none of this will be available.
Amen to that. Well, of course, and that is really the amazing thing, that nothing is being done to prepare the American people for the eventuality of a chemical, certainly a biological or a nuclear attack. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Stephen says that Sydney, not only from his own personal impression, but talking to other people who have been talking about this for a long time, and many of them do sell survival equipment and material, there seems to be a reawakening, a rekindling of concern on the part of at least a few Americans that something very big is in the offing. Something is looming just beyond our vision. But of course, some people are making preparations. Most people are not. And of course, like has happened so often before, there'll be a few people who are prepared, and the vast majority will not be. And this, of course, is really a very, very serious consequence. But if you go up on the Internet website, for instance, here in California, you'll find out that the Governor Schwarzenegger has a whole segment there on the governor's website on making preparations for emergencies. And because the average individual really has no idea what you would do if there were a chemical, biological, and nuclear attack other than to panic. But, of course, if you make the preparations now, why, of course, there's a great deal you can do. Well, what would you suggest that people do, Stephen? What do the people need? Certainly we recommend the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills, and, of course, getting those kits to have on hand. But what else should they have?
Well, they need to read the book, but just a simple storing water. Water is gonna, you can live for weeks without food, but you can only live a few days without water, and that's very easy to store. Every time you have a 2-liter bottle that's empty, or a gallon of juice or something like that, when you're done with it, instead of tossing the bottle or putting in recycling, fill it with clean water and store it in a dark place in your basement. Or, if you don't have a basement, just store it in, somewhere where it's out of the, not in the sunlight.
All right, fine. Well, certainly water is a very, very important thing to have. And of course, people should have supplies of food for, that would get them by for a matter of months, because you never know how long something's going to happen. What about medicines? A lot of people need proprietary medicines. Is this important to have on hand? Because what would happen to our supply lines if there really were a major disruption here?
Well, we'd have to. There are a lot of veterinary medicines that would be available, but people. It's a real problem for someone with diabetes. The insulin will only store for 6 months at the most, and my son has type 1 diabetes, and I'm, I want him to have 6 months a store of insulin on hand and rotate. It's a lot of work, but, a lot of people have that type 1 diabetes, and this is something that, they need to be working together to ensure that any interruption of their supply of insulin is short.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got Dave calling from Illinois. So, hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. That question is your guest. I know that we had a civil defense system earlier years ago. What happened to that? How did that get? How was that allowed to go by the boards or civil defense mechanisms in the past?
Okay, what happened in 1993? The Clinton administration terminated the National Civil Defense. The funding, all the states were funded by FEMA. FEMA funded each individual state. The states carried it out, but the federal government funded it, and that funding ended in 1993, and that funding was kept over 5 million radiation detectors in service throughout the country, and then they just scrapped those 5 million radiation detectors, and you know, some of them went to landfills, some of them were sold to scrap, and we were able to save a few for schools, but you know, that's all gone, and that was the end of it.
And of course, at one time, of course, there was this attitude of mutual assured destruction. Oh, we would never have to worry about a nuclear war because, after all, we would destroy the Russians, the Russians would destroy us, so nobody would ever dare to have a nuclear war. The trouble was that the Russians never agreed with that. They made preparations to protect their people. They made preparations for their survival with massive food supplies, and much of this is still intact. And certainly every major building that was built had shelters in them. Here in America, they were quite willing, of course, to actually, you know, sacrifice the lives of the American people in mutual assured destruction. And I'll never forget, of course, that Ronald Reagan then, of course, wanted to develop, you know, certainly an anti-missile system. He said, you know, I would far rather kill missiles than have to kill people. But, of course, he was ridiculed and laughed at. And of course, oh, how ridiculous that is. What a protection against a missile system. No, we'll disband our missile protection system. We'll have no anti-ballistic missiles. The Russians will have them. They've got a full operational anti-ballistic missile system. And we have 6 anti-ballistic missiles up there in Evan, Alaska, but we don't even know if they'll work. We had a system that worked very well back in the 70s, but all shucks, we're not smart enough to build a similar system today. And if you believe that, you believe anything. Go ahead.
Well, that's just incredible. I mean, people don't know this about our ex-president. They have no idea that Clinton did. I didn't know that.
Okay.
This is unbelievable.
No, well, there's a lot of things going on that are unbelievable.
People
anything else,
was,
Dave?
People think Clinton was a good president.
Well,
amazing.
Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to ask?
No, I just was dying to know the answer to that. I appreciate the information, and this is an excellent program. And I agree that Americans, I think the American people are so unprepared and is so delusional this will never happen here that if it does happen, we're going to be in big trouble.
Hey, well, I agree with you. We are in big trouble. Thanks very much, Dave. My telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Well, Steve, why don't you tell us a little bit about this organization you belong to, Physicians for Civil Defense.
Physicians for Civil Defense was founded by Dr. Jane Orient, a practicing physician. She's still practicing, in 1992. And its purpose was to assist in promoting civil defense to the public. And in those days, the federal government had manufactured some actual blast shelters that cities and counties and could use for the public. And these were mobile blast shelter displays. They were giant fuel tanks that converted. Well, they looked like giant fuel tanks, and they would be buried under 10 feet of earth or so. And they had entryways and things like that. And it was a model. Our country could have built shelters like this for all its citizens, you know, for the cost of what Americans spend on soda pop for basically a year, or a fraction of the cost that America spends on pornography in every, you know, couple of years. And that's the kind of thing that, that's originally what Physicians for Civil Defense was founded for. Of course, the American people rejected this shelter plan along with the government, and now Physicians for Civil Defense has an excellent educational website there. You go to www.physiciansforcivildefense.org, and Currently, Physicians for Civil Defense is creating a national radiation monitoring net for the entire country via a new invention called the Nuke Alert. And this is a very small, cheap, simple radiation detector electronic that can go on a keychain. And key first responders around the country will have it. And, you know, all the first key first responders in Huntsville, Alabama carry this, and all the fallout shelters in Huntsville, Alabama have one of these Nuke Alerts. And this is the current Physicians for Civil Defense project. But there's excellent videos from, you know, historic videos on Physicians for Civil Defense website, links to videos like called About Fallout. That's probably the best civil events video ever made.
All right, fine. And Chris, what do you think of this one? Sheltering in place, telling people what to do and really how to protect themselves in case of a nuclear, biological, or chemical attack.
Well, this is an excellent place to start. Most people are so overwhelmed by the possibility of a nuclear attack that this is the best starter video. It really, just that video alone gives a key life-saving information and instructional, and it really, you know, explains on, you know, where you can start. It's not for, like, designed for engineers, but just the average person that, you know, average housewife or house husband, whatever you want to call it nowadays, but it's very, you know, people see that and they say, I can do that, you know, and it's a good starting place.
And I think really what, of course, it's important that you stop and think right now, what would happen if the unthinkable should occur? Have you thought of what you would want to have on hand? You don't need a lot. How would you, Chris, get a room so that you could have breathe? The room would be able to breathe, so there'd be some air exchange. And, of course, this is all laid out by a health physicist named Wayne LeBaron. We have a two-hour interview with him, which is available to Radio Liberty, and certainly we'll put together very soon a four-tape or four-CD set. Simply on this, and we carry the video, Sheltering in Place. It's very simple, it's very straightforward, and once you've seen it, at least you have an idea of what to do to protect yourself and your family should the unthinkable happen. And of course, Stephen, this has really been a very, very popular video, hasn't it?
Yes. In fact, Sam's Club in six, half a dozen states has been featuring it in their stores. Walmart is starting to, select Walmarts are featuring it. I think a few Walmarts, and Walmart may be actually promoting it all over the country, but it is going to be promoted by Sam's Clubs in 13 more states. So, and Wayne LeBaron, by the way, is probably the oldest living civil defense expert in the country. You know, I mean, he is the last one. That whole generation has pretty much died off, but he's, if he's not the last remaining, he's one of the few remaining experts, and he is the basic author of that shelter in place. So it's got, contains the best civil defense thinking. It's very ingenious, and like I say, it's one of its key values is it's motivational. It'll get you going. You know, it's when, you know, people are just so overwhelmed by this thought of a nuclear attack or what would I do. They just say, well, I'd just rather be under the bomb. You know.
Yeah, but what happens if you're not under the bomb? Because very, very few people are going to be killed. It is only people maybe in the very, very high-density cities, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, but the vast majority of the American people would not be affected by this other than by the fallout.
That's right, and that's going to be the most shocking thing for most Americans when, if we suffer a nuclear attack, either a large-scale one or a small-scale one, is that most Americans will survive the blast. But, and you know, they... many people will die senselessly and unnecessarily simply because they don't understand the simple things they need to do to protect themselves from nuclear fallout.
And obviously the government knows something's going to happen. Why else are they paying Halliburton $385 million a year to stand by to build detention camps? If you'd like to verify that, you can go up on the Internet or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you an article out of the newspapers that talks about it. And of course, it's been happened a long time ago. I mean, this is several years ago. They know exactly what's going to happen. They just don't want the American people. Why do you think President Bush, in May of this year, with two presidential decision directives, simply allowed himself to declare a dictatorship in America if there should be civilian unrest or an epidemic or any sort of disruption of society? Why would he do that? We haven't had that before. No president has taken this type of power unto himself. Why did they repeal the Posse Comitatus Act, which now allows the military, the American military, to be used against American civilians? Why at this time in history, for the first time since the Civil War, are these things happening? Stephen, as you talk to other people, are they concerned about these issues and why our government is doing certain things but not telling the public?
Some people are, and I find, in fact, I had a discussion with a couple of individuals today just on that, and that the fact that, you know, people people are waking up. There are people all around that are starting to waking up and saying, looking and seeing things aren't right. There's something really wrong about what's going on, and, you know, some of them can't put their finger on it, but others do. It's, I mean, you say there's things the government's not telling us, but, you know, Stan, you and I mean, we look around, and, I mean, it doesn't take it's just common sense and observation. No country in history that has left its people undefended has ever survived.
Amen to that. And, of course, the question is why are leaders protecting themselves and not the average American citizen? We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info.
I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
And a home. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest was Stephen Jones, and we've had Stephen on before. Basically, we, of course, carry the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills, and we carry the little kit. The kits cost $10, and but you need, you get the book. Of course, you can pull the directions down off the Internet, but the book is valuable to have. We carry the video, Sheltering in Place, made under the auspices of Wayne LeBaron, and you get my two-hour interview with him, or we're putting together a four-tape set, but we have an excellent two-hour interview with Wayne last Tuesday, I think it was, and a wonderful time with him. Those tapes or CDs are available from Radio Liberty. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to think about getting some potassium iodate. And, of course, if there were a nuclear attack, you'd want to have a bottle or a couple of bottles on that on hand so you could load your thyroid with iodine so that, of course, you would not get radioactive iodine into your thyroid and get thyroid cancer. That's really always a problem. So we do carry the potassium iodate. We have a wonderful book. It's called Making the Best of Basics. And it's just, what do you do if you can't get to the store, and there's nothing to buy there if you did get to the store? And how did your grandmother and your great-grandmother survive before we had all the fancy things we have now? And it's a great book of common sense, Making the Best of Basics. And then, of course, if any of you would like to know, of course, where you can get the water filters or the water storage barrels or the pumps for getting the water into the out of the barrels, or certainly the wheat grinders, or wheat are the very basic things that you would need to survive. If you like an emergency food catalog, we'll certainly send them to you free of charge. And of course, then if you already have a catalog, do not put off making the preparations, because believe me, the price of food is going up rapidly. Wheat is over $8 a bushel. As the corn has doubled in price, increasingly the food you're going to get will either be fumigated with terrible toxins or genetically created. Shortages are beginning to develop, and we're in touch with the people who are selling the emergency foods. And, of course, as you know, there have been droughts throughout the world. And we have a very limited supply of wheat and the other staples all throughout the world. Isn't it interesting that all of these things are coming to pass at this time in history, as our leaders seem to be intent upon taking us to war with the Muslim world? Well, if you'd like, of course, to get the various items we've talked about, the book, the Nuclear War Survival Skills, and the kit. You can get the kit separately or the book, but we suggest you get them together. The video, Sheltering in Place. The potassium iodate, a book of Making the Best of Basics, or if you'd like to get a free emergency catalog, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Believe me, any profit that's made through the sale of the books or the videos or the kits, or it all goes to pay the bills so we can continue keeping Radio Liberty on the air. And, of course, as you know, we have almost 60 outlets every week trying to let people understand that behind what's going on today are powerful spiritual forces. And, of course, you can't really make any sense out of what's going on unless you understand that God does bring, of course, his judgment upon nations that turn against him. And, of course, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray because there are other forces at work in the world today. And so, of course, we want to remind you about our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 28th of October. That's a Sunday, the 28th. And we're having it on Sunday because so many people could not come on Saturday. We hope that you're going to be able to come. And if you're going to come from a distance and you need hotel reservations, we have for about another week and a half. We have a special block of rooms available. After that, you're on your own. It'll be a great time. We've got a great lineup of speakers. So come, bring your friends. And, of course, again, that's the 28th of October. The number to call.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.